time to welcome back to our show Antonio Flores from Lorber. Morning, sir. How are you?
Morning, Bill. Very well, yourself?
Good. Yes, when we changed our shows around recently, there was much discussion about where the various guests would go. And myself and Dave had a very hard-fought battle for the fee for your transfer from Dave's show to mine. I think we ended up at 93 million euros. So we've just been discussing that you get 1% of that. So that's not bad, is it?
I'm flattered.
I did all right for you there, to be honest with you.
You did very well. I might retire with that.
And the shirt looks good on you, I've got to say the shirt looks good on you. Now, you're going to come on once a month and talk about legal stuff, and in a kind of honest way, as only you can, Antonio. You're always straight to the point, and that's what I love about you. And today you are going to talk about your word, hell, that law firms and clients suffer at the hands of the National Police Appointment System. And this is the system where you go for all kinds of stuff here, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, you see, with the sort of economy, with the surge of the economy again, post-COVID, everyone was pretty much very worried about what would happen with the economy. Well, the economy seems to be going in the right direction.
Yep.
The construction is propping up the economic indicators in this country. But we have something which is absolutely third world level, which is the system to get your NI number. You know, This country, you are nobody without an NI number if you want to do some form of business. Even the most basic one, such as investing in this country, which is absolutely vital for the economy of the country. So we have a situation where network of police stations in this country is completely non-functional in a way, I would say.
Yeah.
Compared to other countries in the area. I mean, I'm not going to compare it to the Mediterranean countries necessarily, but let's compare ourselves to the north and northern European countries.
Yes.
You see, problems we're getting with, when you mentioned hell, yeah, it is hell what we're going through, because, you know, the COVID was seemingly an excuse for police stations to delay endlessly the appointments for people to do whatever they needed to do, whether it's applying for an NI number or for a residency card, a fingerprint, or to collect those cards.
It's almost like the Spanish excuse of saying, oh, it's August, isn't it? Except this was August for quite some time.
Exactly. You know? I mean, people still say, oh, it was with COVID, it's all very slow. Well, when you go to Mercadona, you know, things are happening the same. You know, if you had to wait for milk for 3 months, you know, because of COVID, you know, you wouldn't be happy. So why do they blame it on COVID every time you need to get some paperwork? You know, it's always the civil servants, unfortunately. You know, there's 2.5 million in Spain, and they're all with this COVID thing still using it as an excuse. So The problems we're getting really now getting to a point where we're getting serious problems where, you know, people who come to Spain, they want to buy a property in, say, 3 weeks' time.
Yep.
They can't, because the NI number is not going to be ready till at least 2.5 months' time, because the appointment, you know, the quickest appointment we might get in Marbella is, say, 2 months' time, because, you know, there are no appointments. You need to go online and you need to apply for your appointments. And, and you're just not getting those appointments. Now, I was reading in Barcelona, they did a poll where it said that 65% of all applicants, and that's a big city, for any type of immigration procedure have paid for their appointments. You know, that's not third world. You know, what is then? Yeah. So, you know, this is a problem which is becoming endemic. So what we're trying to do is, you know, we look for solutions. Now, we are going outside of Marbella, we are venturing out inland. We're going to Antequera, we're going to Ronda, Vélez, Malaga. You know, we're sort of pleading in these police stations for appointments, you know, for clients who want to invest in the country. And, you know, okay, we are getting somewhere, but still, instead of 2 months, it might be a month and a half or a month, you know?
Can I just go back a step with these NIE numbers? You know, anyone who's here knows what we're talking about. Well, actually, I say that. There are people who still get the NIE confused with other things, but this is the recognition of a foreigner. It's the registration registration of a foreigner in Spain, basically, isn't it? That's it in its simplest terms.
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah.
That's correct.
What puzzled me when I got here was I would have thought the police had way better things to do than get involved in that kind of bureaucracy, and that should have been dealt with by a government body who could have done it much more efficiently so the police could get on with their jobs.
Yeah. Yes, correct. Well, you know, this is something that they've tried to sort of outsource to other companies. They've got staff which are not necessarily police officers staff, but they just don't seem to be able to cope with the demand of people applying for this alphanumeric code, which is the NI number, which is the foreigner's identification number, which, as you said, is a very simple number, which is absolutely crucial and critical to do anything now in this country.
Well, it is, and it stays with you for life, although there was some confusion. Certainly when I got mine, it was one of those black holes that I disappeared down, that my certificate had valid only for 3 months written on the bottom of it.
Oh, my God.
And the first time I tried, of course, to actually use it in anger, I was told that I couldn't because it was out of date and I had to go back and do it all over again. Although the number stayed the same, you still had to go through a load of rigmarole. That was a nonsense, that.
Yeah, that was a not too brilliant chief of police who decided to do that, to confuse people even more, you know, as if it was not enough confusing all this business of the NI numbers.
Yeah.
And whether they did identify you, because an NI number doesn't really identify you.
Sure.
All it is a number it doesn't identify you as a person. You know, some people carry it on their wallet in case they get stopped by the police.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, I mean, it's not something the police are going to be using because it doesn't have a photograph. So it's just for business, it's for Social Security, for the tax office and so on. But, you know, we're finding a really bizarre situations, almost extravagant situations, which, we in our everyday business, we are having clients. We tell clients that we can't get the NI number until, say, 6 weeks, 8 weeks' time. And then, you know, what they do is they have someone who's got a friend who knows someone who did it, and when they went there, they basically go themselves to the police station, they do a bit of drama there, and then they give them the appointment on the spot and they do everything they've got to do. So it's looking us look really unprofessional, inefficient, because we are forced to follow the rules completely, 100%. This is what the police say. What they tell us is, listen, guys, you're a law firm. You know how it works. Don't come here for any favors because we don't do favors. and then yet again, we find that, you know, people just go there and they are getting things done just because they speak to the guy on the door and they say, I've got a flight and my mum's ill and whatever.
Yeah.
And then you have also, and this is something I've got to be very careful about when I say it, but there are in certain places, there are police or staff working at the police stations that do have their own little history as running on the side, to help people do the paperwork. Now, obviously, if they are the ones doing the paperwork and they also work at the police station, then it's all going to be flowing very, very efficiently, which, again, you know, not only is wrong, but it's unfair competition. But anyway, we do have to live with it. You know, it's not something openly official, but we do know of certain people who are doing this, you know.
And Antonio, just to be clear to people who are maybe arriving newly into the country, who are listening to this in other countries and planning to come to Spain, the procedure itself, I was told when we arrived, do you know what, as a new arrival in Spain, it really will be like pulling teeth for you. You go and get the advice of a lawyer like yourselves, who know what they're doing, who know the system, because all you've got to do is not cross one T or dot one I, and you're back at the back of the queue and start the whole thing again.
Correct. Yeah. You've depicted it very accurately.
Yeah.
That's what it is. You know, the issue of this NI number, and, you know, for most listeners, they would already have an NI number, either embedded in their residency cards or as a standalone document, or even just on the back of a napkin, you know, which is what you need to have, really. As long as you've got, or even sometimes you just have it on one of these barcoded tax hacienda documents, which you can actually go online and fill them out. So you don't really need that document. So long as you've got the number, that number, then you can give it to any authority and they'll identify you straight away.
That seems to work. I mean, I carry mine on my phone and I've been asked for it at very odd circumstances. You know, you go up to a little kiosk and buy an ice lolly and they say, have you got your NIE number? I say, oh, yeah. I don't know what you wanted, but yes, but here it is.
Exactly. Because you can't be carrying an A4 piece of paper, which eventually is going to get full of filth and it's going to get, it's going to basically get destroyed.
And one of the confusions I think with people is also, Antonio, that, despite my 3-month thing, which happened, that wasn't actually the fact that the NIE number ran out after 3 months. It was just physically the bit of paper they'd printed it on ran out. The number stays with you forever. Is that correct?
That is correct. That is correct. That number is, as happens in Spain, it doesn't happen with the passport number, but it happens with the ID. We have an ID forever in Spain, so that doesn't change. Now there are other situations which also end up being quite funny. For example, people who want to apply for open a bank account, they go to the bank and they say, well, you need an NI number. So they go to the police station and they say, well, I need an NI number because the bank said we need one. And the police say, well, no, we can't give you one if you're just going to open a bank account. You need to buy a house. I said, well, but I'm not really thinking about buying a house right now. I says, well, so sorry, then we won't give you an NI number. So,
really?
These things happen, it's also with, for example, people who want to apply for residency, non-European Union. British. You know.
Yes, hello, welcome to the club, Britain. Yes.
so people who never had one, they apply for residency in the consulates in Britain, and they need to get to medical insurance as part of the requirements. Now, the insurance company says, I need an NI number. And these people say, sorry, but I've only been in Spain for holidays. I want to relocate in Spain now. Oh, sorry, we can't do the medical certificate unless we get an NI number. So, it's chicken and egg situation over and over again, which, eventually we do find solutions to it, but it's just bureaucracy, People are coming down to Spain, they want to put their money in this country, and still we find these hurdles, which is just paperwork. Some people might think, well, it's good for you guys lawyers because, at the end of the day, you charge for it. Well, we're not really here just to sort out petty paperwork.
No.
We really want to help people, advise people on their investments,
sure,
make them, thrive in this country. And
I recall, in fact, for the poor old lawyer concerned, there was a hell of a lot of waiting around that went on in police offices, waiting for the number to come up and standing outside, having endless empanadas until the number came up.
Yeah. But now, what they were doing also, and this is very funny, they didn't want any single person or law firm to get too many appointments because then they were saying they are being sold in the black market, of course, because they're being sold because you guys are not giving enough numbers. So anyway,
right.
So what they were doing is they were blocking phones, for example, or IPs. You go online, you go to the website.
Yeah.
And it detects your IP. So if you apply for too many, they block you out. So you need to get another computer. Or what we're doing now is we're going on phones, mobile phones, of people in the office, and we are registering and booking appointments with private phones of other people. And, I mean, how bizarre is that? Because, when they detect your IP, roaming around the website and getting too many bookings, appointments, then they think you are... trying to then sell them on, so they block you anyway.
So advice for now then, for example, just by the way, we've had a WhatsApp here just to say, just to make it clear that you actually asked for the certificate itself if you want to renew your padron, for example. So you can't just trot along with your phone to do that. You need the actual document itself. So make sure you keep it somewhere safe. Yeah.
That's a good point.
So for people who are planning to come to the country or just arrive, you basically can't move without an NIE. So what's your advice then that people should come to you? And if they do come to you, what you're talking about, kind of a minimum of a month, are you now?
Yes. It depends. Sometimes we manage to get appointments in different police stations in the province. And this happens, by the way, it happens in all over Spain. So it's not only in Malaga, where we are. It happens in Alicante, in Valencia, in Barcelona is very bad. But anyway, the idea is that unless the client wants to go through all this process, the best thing they can do is to give us a power of attorney, and then we will sort out their NI number. Okay, yeah. That power of attorney will have also a copy of their passport. It'll take time, but we'll sort out the NI number. Now, what we do need to have is we need to have a document to justify why they need an NI number, because they don't want to be giving NI numbers to everyone. So we need to have some document to show, okay, this is the reason why we need is buying a house or
a car. You need it for a car, don't you? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. A motorcycle, whatever. So with a bit of patience, if they have it, then we'll get their NI number. Sometimes it can be 6 weeks. Sometimes it can be 8 weeks. Now, we had just a very recent situation where a client, we were buying the house last week for them at the notary's office, and the NI number is not going to be ready till the first week of October. So we told them, I said, listen, guys, we've got 30 days to pay your taxes, okay? If we don't have your NI number, we won't be able to pay the taxes. So there's going to be a surcharge.
Oh,
and he says, okay, how much is the surcharge? So it was about 2,000 euros. He says, don't worry, because, you know, the month and a half that I'm going to be without a house is going to cost me in rental, which is going to be much more than that money. By week.
Okay, yeah.
So I said, fantastic. So we'll just close the deal without the NI number, and then we'll pay the tax late. We'll pay a surcharge penalty, but it's going to be less than the money they're losing by having to spend time in a different accommodation.
I see.
So, you know, this is how we are trying to navigate the system. Anyway, eventually we do get there, we get things sorted, and life goes on. So
I think here's a good example, actually, Antonio, just had a WhatsApp in from Sandra, who says, I have a question. I have the A4 green paper as an Italian, but I've heard we can now get a card again, which would be easy to carry around. I tried making an appointment at the police station, but got stumped on what it is I'm actually asking for. It isn't a TIE, which is for the Brits. Is there a card for the Europeans? I think Sandra, correct me if I'm wrong, is confusing the NIE with the residence certificate, if I'm not mistaken there.
No, what she's, okay, she's thinking probably on the residency card, which non-European Union people get, with the certificate of registration of a European Union citizen, which is a green document, okay, which is the one you used to have in the past as British citizen. So she will, she's a national of the European Union, she doesn't get
Italian,
a card. She's British.
She's Italian.
Or any other country. So Italian, she will never get a card. She'll just get that certificate of registration.
So I would guess that she would already have an NIE if she's at the stage of going off to get a residency.
Yeah, because the residency implies already getting a number.
Exactly.
Okay, the residency does have a number, but the basic identification is always the NI number, which is always personal and non-transferable. Is always allocated to that person.
Absolutely. If anyone has any questions, Sandra included, they can get in contact with you. How do they do that, Antonio?
They can email us on info@lawbird.com, or they can call us on 952-861890.
Fantastic. Good to talk to you again. Nice to have that transfer fee sorted out, and we will speak to you next month at the same time, Antonio. Spend your 1% wisely, sir.
I've got some time to do so.
You have. All the best. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care.